We've been certified by the state of Illinois, and now we're working to complete our accreditation, full accreditation, so courses can be transferred back and forth from other schools. So we're going somewhere. I said we're going somewhere. Okay, John chapter 10. Boy, my wife can pray, can't she? You're praying somebody. Now you can see why I'm so successful. Amen. Got any more? Had prayer. Amen. All right. John chapter 10, verse 10. The thief cometh not before to steal, kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. This is Jesus talking. Let's look at that same scripture in the red, please. Let's look at the same scripture in the Amplified translation. The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Say abundance. All right. God has plans for your success. Isn't that profound? He plans for you to live in abundance. But for you to do that, you're going to have to make sure your thinking is lined up with God. He said in Isaiah 55 and verse 8, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways and your ways, my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts and your thoughts. You know, I can tell you through conversation many times the difference between somebody making $30,000 a year and $230,000. Their speech is different. Now, I'm not talking about using big words like disestablishmentarianism. I'm not talking about that. They just talk different. Because you can't go up using down language. Can't do it. And sometimes when you see somebody and, you know, that's all they do is going down. And for you to go up, you're going to have to talk up. You know, one of the reasons why you come in here is learning how to talk again. The first thing that you do teach a baby is how to talk. Because they don't have no teeth. And you have to teach them how to talk. Are you following what I'm saying? So the getting the thinking right is the key. And God wants us to think big. I'm saying some profound stuff here, boy. Now let's look at that. Let's look at Genesis chapter 13 and verse 14. And the Lord said to Abram, after Lot was separated from him. Now, sometimes you got to get the lots out of your life. You know, I discovered something. I discovered that there are things naturally in our lives that unless corrected, we can't go but so far. Such as clutter. Clutter is a sign of shortage. I remember when I went, used to work at this furniture store. It was kind of a side job, and taking furniture to somebody's house. And I look at these houses, small houses, nothing wrong with that. But it was clutter. I mean, everything. I mean, it was so much in there. I said, why are they putting all this furniture? Why are they trying to put all this furniture in this one room? Even your desk, if you're going to do work and be productive, you need to clean it off. They advise you not to put anything on your desk that you're not working on. Okay, that no charge. So let's go back to Lot here. So you got to get some of the lots out of your life. Lift up now your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. That was abundance. That was a bunch. So now I'm going to give you that. Now let's go over to Genesis chapter 15. Because what he's doing, first, is he's got to change Abram's thinking. For him, Abram, to get his destiny, for him to fulfill the place, for him to fulfill the place where God had for him, he was going to have to change his thinking. He was going to have to change his thinking. Look at chapter 15 up here. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? And the steward of my house is this Eleazar of Damascus. In other words, I've got a child in my house, but it's not my child. And Abram said, behold, to me you have given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is my heir. But, and behold, the word of the Lord came in him, saying, this shall not be your heir, but he that shall come forth out of your own body, that's going to be your heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven, and tell the stars if you be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. Now that's powerful. If you know anything about looking at stars, astronomy, and so forth, they tell me with a normal eyesight and a clear night, you can only see about 6,000 stars. And the rest you can't see. But he had them, then Abram asked for one child. He had him to look up and showed him 6,000. Somebody say amen. Amen. And said, this is how many kids you're going to have. So notice he's changing his thinking. Somebody say, think big. God is a big God. And it's time for God's people to think like God. So when he showed him that, I began to look at that, and he showed him one, teaching him how to think generationally and globally. And so then I looked at his son, Isaac, because we're talking about abundance now. We're talking about breakthrough thinking on another level. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, what? So is it. You're going to go to where your dominant thoughts are. Look what he said to Isaac. Isaac chapter Genesis 26 and verse 12. And here's what he said to Isaac. And Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him, because the Lord told him, don't go down to Egypt. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. This is Isaac now. For he had possessions of flocks, possessions of herds, great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. Now, Isaac had abundance. Now, I'm talking about the handprint of God now. I'm not talking about what you think. Because the tendency that we have is to download and And what we don't get the purity of what God said. We mix it a little bit with what Madea said or Shaquita or one of those people who don't know anything. Now, I'm not saying they don't know God, but they are traditional. We mix it with something, and you don't need to mix this. Take it just like it is. Say amen to that. Amen. How about Jacob's life? Look at Jacob, chapter Genesis 32 and verse 10. Now, this is after Jacob had stolen the birthright from his brother Esau. Now, Esau is going to kill him. So Jacob had to leave town pretty quick. And he left with only a walking stick. I don't think he even had a suitcase. He just left with a walking stick. But this is how he ended up. I'm not worthy of the least of all the mercies and all the truth which thou hast shown unto thy servant. For with my staff, my stick, I passed over this Jordan. And now I am become two bands. Translation in that, I've become two armies. Not one army. I've become two armies. You can't become two armies with shortage thinking. So somewhere he changed his thinking. Say amen now. Amen. Let's take another one. How about Joseph? I don't need to go there. You know Joseph was raised up and he became second in command to Pharaoh. How about David? 1 Chronicles chapter 22 and verse 14. Here's David. And after fighting all these battles now, he saved the spoil. He saved the money that he got or the wealth. And behold, in my trouble have I prepared for the house of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold. Now he's talking to Solomon. Solomon, I've gotten 100,000 talents of gold for you to build this temple. Now, what is a talent? It's a measure, a weight of gold. And I looked in the concordance, and a talent, it said, according to the concordance, a Strong's concordance, is equal to a little over $1 million. One talent. Now he said 100,000 talents of gold. Now, folks, your days of pulling up at the gas station and saying, give me 3 on 3, those days are over. Are y'all with me? You're going to have to think bigger than that. Anyway, $3, that won't even get your fuel low light off. Okay, that's all right, all right. How about Solomon? 1 Kings chapter 10. What happened to Solomon? Just look what happened to him. When the queen of Sheba heard the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. She had questions in her government. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels that bear spices and very much gold and precious stones. And when she come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was on her heart. And Solomon told her all her questions. In other words, the wisdom of God was pouring through him how to answer problems in her government. There was not anything hid from the king which he told her not. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom and the house that he had built and the meat of his table and the sitting of his servants and the attendance of his ministers and their apparel, she was checking out everything. And the brothers were sharp. They were sharp, man. And his cupbearers and his ascent by which he went up into the house of the Lord, the stairway, gone with the wind. There was no more spirit in her. Oh, she just fainted. Now, you know you got something going on when you make another royal person faint. Come on now, give me a break. Now, somebody might think, in Jesus' life, what happened to him? Because the Bible says he's our example. So what happened to Jesus? And as you know, Jesus was born, and the wise men came to Jesus' house. Now, they didn't come to the manger. Get rid of that greeting card. He didn't come to the manger. The Bible says the fact that he came to the house. Verse 11 of Matthew chapter 2 and verse 11. Look what it says. And when they were come to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, why did they worship him? Because he was a king. Say amen. Amen. Who were they? They were wise men. Go do the study. They were magi who came from the east. East where? East of Judea. What's on the left side of Judea? Rome. I mean the right side, Rome. And so my point to you is, they came from afar. They didn't come from down over here in Oak Park. They were traveling for over a year. But they didn't come by themselves. They came with a cavalry that was protecting the gold. Now, they were Persians. Now, understand, they came. You got to see the study on this whole thing. They came. Now, all this is history. They came, and Herod didn't fool with them. He was disturbed, but he could do nothing about it because the Romans had tangled with the Persians short time before, sending 40,000 men, 20,000 got killed, 10,000 got captured by the Persians and sent the rest home to their mama. The Persians were dangerous. That's who came. And Herod didn't mess with him because his men was off dealing with the Hasmoneans, if you know anything about church history. And so he didn't even have people to go up against him. But he was greatly disturbed, and that's why he didn't mess with them. Who he messed with is when they left, he killed all the babies 2 years and under. You remember that. But I want you to know they came not three wise men. It was a train of magi with cavalry protecting them and came in town, and nothing was going to stop them from getting the baby Jesus and opening up treasures that amounted to $400 million. Why? Because Jesus was going to leave there right after they left and go down to Egypt. And God finances his travel. And he's going to finance yours. Say amen to that. Turn to 3 John 2, please. 3 John 2. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word. Your days of being short are over. Your days of saying, give me 3 on 3. Or give me 4 on 2. Those days are over. Fill her up, praise God. I'll come back and get the change when I get it through. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest what? Prosper. That's the will of God for you. And be in health. Even, come on. As thy soul prospers. You've got to renew your mind. Give the Lord a praise. Prepare your tithes and your offerings.